Good morning, listeners. Achieving excellence in ministry through effective Christ-centered leadership and living has been the theme that we have been focusing on in this series of messages. We have examined the life of various leaders in the series and centered the sermons on the life of the Apostle Paul, who demonstrated this theme throughout his life and ministry. We will bring the series to a close by focusing on summarizing his life as he prepared to die for his faith as a martyr. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrines, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. The last recorded communication that we have from Paul revealed a sense of urgency. He wasted no words. Every one of them counted. More than any other passage, the text tells us what was most important to Paul as an effective Christ-centered leader. He had three priorities for Timothy, whom he had mentored and guided into fulfilling his purpose as a young minister in the service of Jesus Christ. One, preach the word. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. Verse 1 and 2. Timothy must keep the message alive, teaching urgently, persistently, and with conviction. Paul knew that the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and that it is a source of faith. So then faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the word of God. Romans 10, verse 17. Two, do the work. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Verse 3 to verse 5. Timothy was to do the work of an evangelist, fulfilling his calling, reaching his full potential. The core of his calling and that of every effective Christ-centered leader is reaching the lost at any cost. That is the main thing, and we must ensure that the main thing remains the main thing. Obedience to the Great Commission is not optional and should never be delegated by a true minister. Jesus said, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Paul emphasized this in his last charge to Timothy. He had walked and talked the gospel. He had lived it fulsomely. And he recognized that the most important call on a leader is to impart the good news to the lost. Number 3, run the race. "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing." Verse 6 to verse 8. Paul was here exhorting Timothy to emulate him. He had finished his course, kept the faith, and won the prize. Facing martyrdom for his life of faithfulness in ministry for the Lord Jesus Christ, Paul had no sorrow. He had planted churches, mentored leaders, established doctrines, and written epistles. The only thing left was his homegoing. He had earlier in his epistle to the Philippians said, "For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better." Philippians 1 verse 23. He saw his life as a race to be won, a battle to be fought, and a trust to be kept. 2 Timothy 4 verse 7. He was truly an effective Christ-centered leader who fulfilled his purpose. His crown awaited him, but he gave hope to those who would choose to likewise be faithful. "Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing." Being faithful to the end starts with commitment. The credo of Paul's life can be found in one verse, if indeed it can be distilled to that: "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection of the dead." Knowing Christ should be the goal of your life. It begins with acknowledgement of your need for salvation by grace through faith in his sacrifice for you on the cross of Calvary. I urge you to accept him as your Savior today. Leaders, you are called to effective, Christ-centered leadership and living. As we face perilous times, as decadence and moral decay overtake our world, let us focus on living the way our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ expects us to live. Let us be role models. Let us live like Jesus. God bless you.